Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. This practice honoring the full moon in Libra. Another blue moon, so the second full moon of this month. And another bright, beautiful moon. Offers us the chance to illuminate anything that we've been considering and working on in the last few weeks. Full moon can be challenging as we ask ourselves to be seen. So we'll use Yoga Nidra on this occasion to help ourselves find a sense of deep ease in the body, in the breath, relaxing into who we really are. And so start that process now by making yourself as comfortable as possible. Lying down onto your back, or if you're pregnant, onto your left side. Using pillows and blankets to get really comfortable so that the body feels really held. Taking this time for yourself is something of a ritual. So enjoy it. Turn off the light, use an eye pillow if you wish. Make sure your phone is off. Minimal distractions. This is time for you to return home to yourself. In a state of deep relaxation and ease. And so as the body begins to move towards stillness, perhaps you'd like to take a big sigh or yawn and just let go. Let go of the lists of things to do, goals to be achieved, changes to make. Just letting it all go, just for now. And coming to rest in a place of self-acceptance. Resting just as you are. And so feel now how the body slowly becomes heavier. The arms and the legs. The spine. Beginning to just sink down into the support you are resting on. And the whole body is being held. And so, as the body starts to relax, turn your awareness towards the mind. Take a moment to just observe how the mind has been recently. Perhaps critical of yourself or others. Perhaps there has been some conflict between your needs and the needs of those around you, your family, friends, work colleagues. And know that this full moon in Aries, this month in particular, offers us the chance to bring harmony to our relationships with others and relationship to ourselves. And Yoga Nidra starting with the self. so I invite you now to bring your awareness to your mouth, feeling the subtle sensations in the mouth, perhaps of a taste, perhaps the feeling of the tongue or the teeth. Perhaps there is a sense of pulsing, a sense of energetic vibration in the mouth. The whole mouth, the cheeks, the touch of air against the skin, ears, the sound of your breath, the feeling of air against the nostrils, the eyes, and the third eye, that space between the eyebrows. Feel that third eye space beginning to soften and broaden. Forehead, scalp, crown of the head, as though there were a radiant light, almost like the light of the full moon was pouring down to the crown of the head, and that light could radiate down from the crown of the head to the back of the head, pouring down the back of the neck, all the way down the spine, past the shoulder blades, middle back, lower back, back of the pelvis, the whole spine lit up with this radiant, milky glow of the moon. From the crown of the head down to the base of the spine, the perineum, between the anus and genitals, the perineum. The back of the body. Sense the buttocks and the backs of the thighs, knees, calves, and ankles. The soles of the feet. The back of the body illuminated with the light of the moon. Guide the awareness to the throat, as though there were a pool of light settling in that soft space at the base of the throat, the collarbones, shoulders and arms. Feel the arms being bathed. Upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists. And the hands, backs of the hands, palms of the hands. As though it were possible to gather little pools of this light in the palms of the hands. Thumbs, fingers. Both arms, both hands. Sense the chest, the space behind the breasts, the ribcage, and the space within the ribcage, deep, deep, deep in the ribcage, abdomen, pelvis. The hips, and imagine now this flow of milky light pouring down the legs of thighs, knees, shins and ankles, tops of the feet and toes, the whole body, bathed in the light of the full moon. And notice that in this light, unlike the light of the sun, there is still shadow. There are still secrets, mysteries, things that are unknown. And perhaps in your life too, there are things that seem very clear, illuminated, and things that are maybe less clear, more in the shadows. And rather than feel that you have to change anything, rather than feel that you have to bring it all into the light, how is it just to rest with that idea that it's okay? Some things in the light, some things in the shadow. Holding both at once. To only want light and not dark is like only wanting the inhale and not the exhale. And so notice now your breath and how the circle of breath is a circle of moving from light to dark. Inhale to exhale. Doing and letting go. No need to change the breath. Almost just remembering that it's there. And again, sense the body. The feeling of the body. The weight of the body, as though the body were the earth herself. The feeling of the breath, like the air, delicate, refined, and notice how the breath moves through the whole of the body. Perhaps imagine the breath as rivers and streams, flowing down the arms, flowing down the legs. Imagine the breath. And imagine the body was floating on a cloud. Completely comfortable, completely at ease. And from this cloud, you could look down upon this beautiful earth, this blue planet. And as well as seeing the whole earth, you can see yourself resting here. Resting. See yourself in detail. What you are wearing, colours, fabrics, the place you are in. The age you are, the body you are in. See all of that, who you are, and see where you are on this earth, part of this beautiful ecosystem. See yourself as necessary here on this earth, Know that you have a role here. You are needed. You are loved. You are enough. Become aware of situations in your life, your relationship with others, your relationship to yourself, and allow the awareness just to be present. You might find you have an emotional feeling. You might find you have a clear thought about something that needs to be done. Allow your responses to just arise and fall. Feeling the body as spacious awareness. And allowing your thoughts or feelings about your relationships to just be in that spacious awareness. Imagine the body becoming less boundaried, the edges of the body becoming softer, movements coming and going, movements of the breath, movements of the thought. And feel the whole back of the body. The whole back of the body. The whole back of the body. Become aware again of the boundaries of the body. The arms and the legs. Be aware of the space that you are in, the time of day, know I have been practicing Yoga Nidra, I have been practicing Yoga Nidra, this practice is coming to a close. Know that there is no need to rush. But when you feel ready, start to bring some movement back into the fingers, the toes. Maybe stretching the arms, the legs. Beginning to sigh and yawn. As you journey back to a more waking state of consciousness, there is no rush. If you are able to stay resting where you are, then do feel free to stay resting. Otherwise, when the time is right, you may turn onto your side, supporting your head somehow. And coming back nice and gently to this external world, knowing that you have taken deep and nourishing rest. And this has been the practice of Yoga Nidra. This practice is now over. Thank you for listening.